Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER. I'm your host, Dr. J, guiding you through the twists and turns of the academic writing journey. Whether you're just starting your dissertation or you're in the thick of it, this podcast is your companion towards success in your doctoral endeavors. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's a bit of a hidden adversary in academic circles: overcoming procrastination in academic writing. It's a challenge we all face, and I'm here to help you tackle it head on with practical strategies and real-world advice. Let me share a little story to kick things off. Back when I was working on my own dissertation, I remember staring at the clock, watching minutes turn into hours, and still, the words just wouldn't flow. I'd find myself doing everything but writing, you know, the suddenly important laundry, the urgent need to reorganize my bookshelf, even the endless scrolling through social media. Sound familiar? It took me a while, but I learned that procrastination wasn't just about poor time management. It was more about managing my emotions and expectations. And today, I'll share some of those key insights with you so you can move past the procrastination roadblock and closer to your goal. Let's dive into what procrastination really is. Picture this: a task ahead, important and looming, yet there you are, doing everything but that task. In academic writing, it's the art of delaying your dissertation or research work. It's not just laziness, it's a complex psychological behavior where we choose less urgent tasks over more urgent ones. It's a battle between the now and the later, and more often than not, later wins. Why do we fall into this trap? For doctoral students, it's often fear of failure that kicks in. The daunting thought, what if my work isn't good enough, paralyzes action. This fear can be a real roadblock, putting a pause on your progress before you even start. Then there's the perfectionist in us. Seeking perfection in every word, every sentence might sound ideal, but it's often counterproductive. It leads to overthinking and eventually to not starting at all. Plus, let's not forget the lack of motivation. Facing a huge project like a dissertation can feel overwhelming, making starting the hardest part. The consequences? Well, procrastination can stretch your dissertation timeline far beyond what's necessary. It's not just about the stress of racing against a deadline, it's about the quality of your work suffering. Rushed writing lacks the depth and thoughtfulness required for doctoral level work. And it's not just your dissertation at stake. Procrastination can lead to a constant state of stress and anxiety, affecting both your mental health and academic performance. It turns what should be a structured and focused journey into a prolonged, often more taxing experience. Recognizing the impact of procrastination is the first step in changing the narrative of your academic journey. To further understand this, consider the role of self-regulation in procrastination. Effective self-regulation involves managing your time, emotions, and behavior towards achieving a goal. When we procrastinate, there's a disconnect in this self-regulation process. We might know what we need to do, but fail to align our actions with our goals. This misalignment can lead to a vicious cycle. As we delay, our tasks become more daunting, increasing our stress and making it even harder to start. It's also worth exploring how our environment contributes to procrastination. External distractions like social media can lure us away from our work. Moreover, if our work environment isn't conducive to focusing, say it's too noisy, uncomfortable, or filled with distractions, it becomes easy to find excuses not to work. Breaking out of the procrastination habit requires a multifaceted approach. Start by setting small, achievable goals. Breaking down your dissertation into manageable chunks can make the task seem less intimidating. Implementing a structured schedule and adhering to it can also help in building momentum. It's about creating a routine where progress, no matter how small, is made regularly. Additionally, it's crucial to address any underlying fears or anxieties. This might mean seeking support from a mentor, counselor, or peer group. Talking about your concerns can provide new perspectives and strategies to overcome them. Learning to be okay with imperfection, understanding that a first draft isn't meant to be flawless, can alleviate the pressure of perfectionism. Finally, cultivating a supportive academic environment is key. Surround yourself with peers who motivate and inspire you. Engage in academic communities where you can share your progress and setbacks. Seeing others in the same boat can be reassuring and motivating. In summary, overcoming procrastination is about understanding its roots, fear, perfectionism, lack of motivation, and actively working to address them through better self-regulation, environment control, goal setting, seeking support, and embracing imperfection. By doing so, you can transform your academic journey into a more productive, less stressful experience. Now let's delve deeper into effective time management. Besides the Pomodoro technique and time blocking, another method is setting achievable daily goals. Break your tasks into smaller, more manageable pieces and set a goal to complete a specific number each day. This approach can make even the most overwhelming projects seem more manageable. Enhancing your workspace for optimal productivity is essential. Beyond just finding a quiet spot, consider the ergonomics of your workspace. A comfortable chair, adequate lighting, and a clutter-free desk can significantly improve your focus and efficiency. Also, personalizing your space with items that inspire you can create a more motivating and enjoyable work environment. Diving into the realm of digital tools can also boost your time management. Utilize apps and software designed for task management, such as Trello or Asana. These tools can help you keep track of your tasks, deadlines, and progress, providing a clear overview of your workload and helping you stay organized. Let's also consider the power of routine in combating procrastination. Establishing a consistent daily routine where you allocate specific times for work, breaks, and leisure can help in creating a balanced schedule. This consistency can reduce decision fatigue and make it easier to start tasks as your mind gets accustomed to being productive at set times. Let's shift gears to daily habits for success. It all starts with your morning routine. A calm, organized start to your day sets the tone. Try some light exercise, meditation, or just a quiet cup of coffee. Next, schedule your writing times. Consistency is key. Whether it's an hour in the morning or a couple of hours in the evening, stick to these times. It's like training your brain. Now it's writing time. These habits aren't just about writing. They're about creating a mindset that values and respects your academic goals. Ready for some actionable steps? Step 1, set a small goal for today. Maybe it's outlining a section or reading a research paper. Step 2, choose a time block and commit to it. No distractions. Step 3, at the end of your writing session, jot down what you'll start with tomorrow. It gives you a clear launching point. And step 4, reflect on your progress each week. What worked? What didn't? Adjust as needed. Simple steps, but together, they can build a powerful routine. Now let's talk about resources and tools. Writing apps like Scrivener or Google Docs are great for organizing your work. And don't overlook organizational tools. Trello or Asana can help you keep track of tasks and deadlines. There are also many academic writing groups online where you can find support and advice. Remember, the right tools can make a big difference in streamlining your writing process and keeping you on track. Now, let's make this a two-way conversation. I'd love to hear your stories. How have you battled procrastination in your academic writing? Sharing your experiences not only helps others feel less alone, but it also builds our community. So don't hesitate to reach out and share your journey with us. Let's dive into a Q&A segment. I've gathered some common questions from your emails and social media messages, like, how do I start when I feel overwhelmed? Or, what if I can't stick to my schedule? These are real concerns and I'll address them, giving practical advice that you can apply right away. Remember, your questions matter and they help shape our conversation here. It's always inspiring to hear success stories, like the one about a listener who went from struggling to write a single paragraph to completing an entire chapter in a month. These stories aren't just motivational, they're proof that the strategies we discuss here work. They show that with the right approach, you can overcome procrastination and achieve your academic goals. Lastly, don't forget to engage with the resources provided by Writers ER. We've got a wealth of tools and guides to help you, and join online forums or groups for that extra layer of support and accountability. Remember, you're not on this journey alone. We're here every step of the way. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap. We discussed setting realistic goals, effective time management, creating a supportive environment, and staying motivated. Each of these strategies is a step towards overcoming procrastination in your academic journey. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You're not alone in this. The power of community and persistence can move mountains. Keep pushing forward, one word, one page at a time. Your dedication will pay off. I encourage you to take that first step. Apply the strategies we talked about. Participate in our community. Share your experiences and learn from others. Also, I highly recommend checking out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who remarkably completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a goldmine of insights and can be downloaded at writerser.com/playbook. It's a resource you don't want to miss. Share this podcast with your peers and let's spread the knowledge.